XML for Girls Learning Programming. XML is usually deeply nested within itself, but it has nearly perfect self-similarity. That means you learn to read one thing and you know them all. And it's really just the name of a node, which is a standard word, and then attributes. Name equals quote something 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 end quote. It's really amazing. College kids always say that XML is not a programming language. What are you thinking? University students would be ashamed to say that it's a programming language. Developers may be let go from their jobs, and boy, programmers may laugh so hard that they turn inside out like turtles. This is why only girls learning programming can truly understand this. XML is in fact in a league of its own. It is a universal super language, capable of mapping all things. If you don't believe me, you may need to try to parse the language yourself, and you will discover you just need to parse one node to parse them all. And that means markup and data and config files and programming languages that you capture as XML. It is really an incredible thing to behold. And in the age of artificial intelligence, oh boy. This is the only way to keep track of what the AI is doing. Most programmers are very lost after they finish programming with AI. But if you just use an XML map that the AI bases its understanding of the system on, you never get lost. You just get a couple of new nodes to your document and that's it. And seeing that four or four each in a node, a classical programming language feature, is pure joy, not confusion. It means that someone cares quite a bit about your development experience because they are letting you script the entire system. Whoa! But today, for each inside XML markup is a very small potato, actually. Because today we don't want to understand XML, we just want to see it. We have to see AI summarizing complexity with XML in such a way that helps you see what you're doing. I want you to ask your AI to give you a beautiful XML programming language inspired by Erlang OTP, including agent, task supervisor, distributed queues, and processing. You should still have four each in there somewhere, just so that AI remembers you are working in a language. But Erlang OTP will create a landscape, a topographical map of some complex system for you. You will see a lot of nodes that map out really beautiful ideas that you are usually forced to wait until university for. You will need to carefully talk to your AI and ask for examples, use cases in a minimal lightweight version. You will need to reset and go back to the start with what you know and begin the conversation anew, just a little bit better equipped. This is one of the most overwhelming things you can create. It's also one of the most beautiful things when framed as a language. For those of you who are familiar with arrays or objects, think of a language that already comes with pub/sub and distributed work queues, and it's all perfectly compatible with for each and print. We couldn't think about this before because it would take forever to implement. Today, it only takes 23 minutes. For something simpler, ask your AI to recreate callow in XML. C-A-L-O. especially all the artificial intelligence nodes, make sure that it's all connected. The requires and provides and the payload all assemble automatically. It's not all just intents and handlers. And finally, just to get a glance, ask for an automator-like workflow with a series of actions. You may need to ask for an intelligent version as well that uses a planner and assembles the actions on its own. And just to repeat, ask for the XML rendering of a complex system, then make a formal specification and have the AI do all the programming in the background. Because XML is so special, you leave the programming that turns your markup into a programming language for last. You just ask for three things. What is missing? How can we make this whole better? And finally, that you want the AI to draft a formal language specification and create the actual reference implementation. None of what you will witness in this exercise will have ever truly existed before. These are all your languages for you to name and learn from.